And now, today's word.
As you know, our theme this year is God. And so as we come to the conclusion of the year, I return to the main theme of the year, God. So I'm starting a series that I have titled Living for God. Living for God. And this is part one of Living for God. Each one of us, at one point or the other, have desired or sought to live for God. Something in our hearts want us to live for God. And many times at important occasions or events in our lives, we pledge to live for God. And it could be when we're having a birthday, you decide, I want to live for God, or an anniversary that is significant, or we get delivered from some calamity and we pledge to live for God. And sometimes at the beginning of a new year, we all make promises to live for God. But what does it mean at all when we say we are living for God? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? For some, living for God can be a very major decision for them to leave everything behind and go and live in a monastery, or to live in an abbey, to become a monk, or to become a nun. Other people living for God may mean that they stop whatever they are doing and decide to become a pastor, a clergyman, or to do something in the house of the Lord. But that refers to only a few people who make those decisions. The majority of us, all of us, living for God occurs in our daily lives. It occurs in our schools, it occurs in our offices, in our factories, it occurs in our home, in our community, in our relationships, in our marriages. In just the way we live life, we endeavor to live for God. So how do we live for God in our day-to-day lives? How do we do it so that when we look at our lives, we can truly say that I'm living for God, although I don't live in a monastery or I'm not a full-time pastor, but I'm truly living for God. How do we do that? And so this week, as I start my series, my subtitle for Living for God is Where Your Treasure Is. Where your treasure is. And that's what we're going to examine today. It has to do with what we value, or our values, what is important to us. And our Lord Jesus Christ addressed this in his Sermon on the Mount. And we will read a portion of that for our reading today. And it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6 is part of what is called the Sermon on the Mount. It's the longest recorded teaching of Jesus Christ in the Gospels. It starts from Matthew chapter 5 and ends at Matthew chapter 7. And he teaches about so many things. He starts to talk about blessed are you for many reasons. And then he teaches about different subjects. And in chapter 6, he talks about prayer. He talks about fasting. And then he talks about wealth and anxiety and worry. And it is in that context that this passage comes up. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. When you look at this passage, there is one word that dominates the whole passage, and that word is treasure. Treasure. Jesus Christ used that word three times within the context of the passage we are considering. Treasure. The word treasure comes from the Greek word thesaurus. You know, much of our English words come from either Greek or Latin, and sometimes from French or German. But thesaurus, you get the English word thesaurus. Thesaurus. And if you know what a thesaurus is like a dictionary, but it expands on words. So if you look through the thesaurus for happy, it will give you all the synonyms of happy, glad and cheerful and so on and so forth, so forth. So a thesaurus normally talks about things that are in abundance. So if there is one word, you look at a thesaurus, it will give you 20 others. And I use the thesaurus a lot in my sermon preparation to help me to find alternate words for words I want to use, because the thesaurus gives you a lot of things. So when we say thesaurus, instantly you are thinking about a lot of things, something that is a lot. And that's what the Greek word is. And primarily, there are two ideas that thesaurus implies. The first one, it talks about things that are valuable, things that are valuable, things that we prize and things that we cherish. Valuable things. Thesaurus is valuable things. It could be something we cherish in life, and it refers to so many things in our lives. For some people, our treasure in life is a good name. We treasure a good name. And we say that all I want in life is a good name. So that's your treasure. For some people, a treasure can be a good education. And you say, I just want to learn. I want to have the best of education. A lot of people, our parents will tell their children, treasure education. So that's their thesaurus. They're looking for a good name, or they're looking for education. For some people, their treasure is good old money. Money, money, money. That's their treasure. They want to have money. And people tell you, listen, no matter how many degrees you have, if you don't have money, then they may insult you because you don't have money. So for them, money is their treasure. And for other people, assets, building houses, acquiring lands and properties, that's their treasure. For some people, it is something like happiness. They'll say, I treasure my happiness. I want to be happy in life. Some people, their treasure is to have peace of mind. Have you ever met people who say, I just want to have my peace of mind? That's their treasure. That is their value. That's what they value in life. So it could be education. It could be money. It could be a good name. It could be assets. It could be happiness. It could be all kinds of stuff. Just a good marriage. So treasure can be many things for different people. So that's the first thing. Things that we cherish and things that we value, because our treasure eventually will determine how we live for God. The second thing to look at is where to put the treasure. If you have treasure, where do you put it? You put it in a storehouse. So if you have money, you don't keep the money on a table. You don't accumulate money and put it in a table. You probably put it in a bank or put it in an investment. If you acquire education, you put it into something. If you acquire a good name, you probably want to sit on some boards and be recognized and people to write well about you, or get a branding company to brand your name and do all kinds of good things with your name. Because valuables must have a storehouse where you put the valuables. Now, this word thesaurus is used in the New Testament to describe when the wise men came to Jesus when he was an infant. And the Bible says, and they opened their treasures and they gave to the infant child gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The word that is translated as treasure is the same word here. And so in that context, you are looking at the gold, which is a treasure, and where the gold is kept. The frankincense is a treasure, and where it is kept. And for each one of us, there is something we treasure in life. There is something that is important for us, and we protect that thing. If it's your happiness, you protect your happiness. I don't want anybody to spoil my happiness. If it's education, nothing will stop. Hey, you can't stop me from getting my education. If it's a good name, we protect it. We don't want anybody to mess up with our good name. Because whatever is a treasure to us, no matter, not is it just a treasure, but we also contain it somewhere. We keep it somewhere. So I want you to bear that in mind. Treasure. Then Jesus Christ talks about another word, and that word is heart. Heart. And that word heart is speaking about the core of your being, the inside of you, your will, your character, your beliefs, your passion. That which drives you, that's your heart. That which controls you, that's your heart. Living for God is a heart matter. So if we want to live for God, we have to be careful about the state of our heart. But in being careful about the state of our heart, we have to be careful about what we treasure. Because Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So wherever my treasure is, if my treasure is in education, my heart will be in education. My treasure is to have a good name. All my passion, my drive, my energy in life will be to get a good name. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. It's a heart matter. And this is very critical. And the reason it's critical is because sometimes we want to live for God, but our treasure takes our heart away from God. You say, I want to live for God. I want to serve God. I want to really do things for God. But the things you treasure are taking your heart away from God, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, for you to determine what your treasure is, there are two important questions we have to ask ourselves. The first one is, who is my treasure? God or myself? Who is my treasure? God or myself? Because where my treasure is, there will my heart be. If my treasure is God, I will be towards God. If my treasure is myself, then I'm going to live for myself. Many times we think the competition in that we are dealing with is between God and Satan. That's not true. God has no competition. Satan is not a competition to God. The real competition is between God and the image of God. God and man, God and you. What you want and what God wants, God's will and your will. That's where the battle is. It's not between Satan and God. It's between God and you. He made you in his image. And that's where the battle is. The self of man and the purposes of God and the will of God. So you ask yourself, who is my treasure? Myself or God? And I know most of you would say God, because that's the most churchy answer. But as you know, many times we say one thing and practice another thing. We say we want something and do everything possible not to get it. So, for example, a person says, my greatest desire in life is that one day I'll build a mansion to honor my father or my mother, or I'll build a big building for whatever purpose. That's their treasure. That's their desire. I want to build a big house. Now you would expect that a person who says, My greatest desire is to build a house. We'll do things that will let them build a house. But then this person has money and they buy ice cream. And they buy kebabs. And they just chop the money. Or they take luxury trips. Today you hear they are on a trip to Dubai. Dubai in Dubai. And they're having fun in Dubai, and they're taking pictures in Dubai, and then they're having fun. Hey, I'm in Dubai. What's up, everybody? Or sometimes they are on a Greek island, or they are somewhere in Italy, or they are somewhere else. They're having fun. But they are the same person who says, my desire is to build a house, but their investment is not to their house. So it's very possible for you to say, God is your treasure. But your choices do not show that God is your treasure. Because many of us sit in church and we say, oh, God is my treasure. Oh, I want to do God's will. But every decision we make shows that God is not important in our considerations. Our true treasure will reveal itself. So the person who says, my treasure is to build a house, that's not his true treasure. His treasure is just to be happy. And so everything his heart is drawn towards is just to be happy. There are people who say, I want to love God, I want to serve God. But every decision they make is opposite of God. You know, there are Christians who love God, nice, good church people. They love God. They come to church and then they truly think they love God. They can buy a ticket, airline ticket from Ghana to go to London, buy ticket in London to go and watch Manchester United. And I'm not saying don't watch Manchester United, even though they don't give you much to watch, but it's okay to watch them. But you know, a person, and there are quite a number of people. They will buy a ticket, go and watch Manchester United, and come back. And talk about how it was, and you know, and talk about it, and so on and so forth. And then the same person, you tell him, why don't you build a church, a small church in your village? They will have every excuse why they wouldn't build a church in their village. Oh, you don't trust pastor. You don't know what they will do with your money. You don't know. But you know what Manchester will do with your money. You know what British Airways does with your money. As for that, you are comfortable with it. The problem is not the pastors. The problem is your heart is following a treasure that is not of God, but it's your own happiness. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be.